This is a long poem called Calliste, which I've recorded for day 24 of Audiomo. Here is the poem Calliste. It begins with a quotation. Know ye that I fear war with Zeus? I hear the loudly thundering shaker of the earth. She was a beauty once. Her patina endures below the heating mist, a gauze, a filigree, a parching sun gracing an olive shrine. Here, Santorini, beneath the lava fields, a fire for heart. Roused, a Minoan midday erupted, her chariot of cascading bronze. Fair Thera, cut the cord of umbilical light, no passage back to temples, frescoed in sapphired rouge. No membrane of barleyed slopes on talc, phyllites by warming springs, washed malachite, where now berry blood stains, recording sea stroke sunsets are lost on cindered soil. There were no birds that August day, her earthworms gone to ground, dung beetles holding on, in hope the steam would wash the dream of night away. A yellowed pigskin shelter on his crown, tamarisked shade sliced from bark, fish strangely slipped aside, one empty net, one begging thread untended, awaits an ocean. Morpheus knew his soil, felt its temperature, as stars turned down their light. He heard the earth quake, seen the lizards linger. He was not shocked from this radiant night. First the sulphurous odour, followed by toughened blocks flung before the excremental lava. Out round the lip it poured inexorably, wave on wave coating farmers' labour. Aegean landscape gardening, neopyroclastic, its deity too young to know tectonics. By barrow loads, the caldera cleared of ore, a bath born for Poseidon refilled. I fear the loss of those goat-haired thighs, the years of summer, the sperm unborn, the saffron unpicked in the flower of an ageless evening. I fear for 9 generations, shaken silent. Morpheus was a chickpea salesman who laundered lentils before bringing home the barley. He toiled on red marine iron mulch, baked crushed ground faba seeds. He stored his wealth in weapons, displayed the sea god's mark, took guard at bedside, breathing Zeus's presence. Surely he was used to sleep with snails and snakes. Did apocryphal man notice the rumble? Lightning, thunder, long, slow grumbling, growling. Did he see the sea water tremble? Waking clouds, burning air, meeting, melting, basalt. Ignimbrite alight, perhaps the gas sent him back to breathe, the slumber of winter stone in deadly ebony blanket, an ashen shroud. No body deposited the power to reawake. There would be tides again, but none so towering. The wave that washed that shore rose high and higher still. The sleeping sailor swept up her slope, then swallowed anew. Tsunami from Santorini welcomed Redwater Bay, welcomed all to a pot of overheated milk, buried each in frothing vapour, funneled flames in floating ash, baptism in the boiling mud of porous pumice. Could the slumberous have slept through all that commotion, like foot soldier waking after the revolution? Was he ancient in an earlier life and knew his way to anchor? In the sacred precincts of Poseidon, there were bulls untied, princes praying for a well-worn victim, looking to spew blood out from arteries, weaving a dress to wear on the passageway. Today it is cold again, frozen ice on souls lost that day, bitter beyond memory. Women folk swim in the waters again, fertile after battle, fertile until the end returns and Calliste flowers again.